Well, hi everybody. Y'all know I love strategy, the thinking, the how-tos, the savvy, and I like to bring it to you. Today, I'm again drawing from a recent presentation that I did for the Certified Senior Advisors. We were in Indianapolis and I was addressing solo agers. But give this a listen, because I think you're going to agree that what I have to say today is good for every one of us. The concept today is a technique used for planning, to get our ducks in a row, to employ and ensure that one of my favorite mantras comes true. We can all have a say in how things will go and where we'll end up. Today's topic is a micro board. What is a micro board? Why is this a good thing? How it serves us, and then how do we build one? As we age, we're going to need to call in some help. So why don't we place ourselves in charge right now and build our board? A micro board. Your board. And since you are building it, you are the chair of the board. Sound good? Sound powerful? The board has chairs. Board chairs represent and run things. You get to choose them to be ready to help you as you age or for when care is needed. Somebody that you designate, that you choose to be your team or your village or to make up your circle of care. Here are some typical boards and chairs. And I'll cite them first as category, and then some of the folks that you might expect to be a chair. This is in keeping with the other concept that I teach and use in my consulting with you. Y'all have heard me speak about the pie, the pieces of the pie being medical, legal, financial, housing, insurance, and support. Those are the categories that I counsel people on and that we work on together. So now we're turning that pie into the micro board for you. Your board. You're the chair. Here we go. Imagine your team, your board. Who might you need on your board? I'm going to say category and then the persons that and selections. First category. From a patient advocate standpoint, is medical. Now that chair is likely your GP or your primary care physician as the main person. Primary care, intimating that they're supposed to steer, right? But you may also need specialties. You may need neurology or an orthopedist, a cardiologist, or endocrinologist. So the specialties comes to mind. Or home care and home health might be on your board. And knowing the difference between home care and home health, a care manager or patient advocate can help you with that. You may also need some traveling therapies that can come to you wherever you are in the home or in rehab, such as PT, physical therapy, or OT, occupational therapy, or SLP, speech and language therapy. Be a good thing to know a little bit about hospice and palliative care. Sometimes a mobile dentist comes into play. Also, we have death doulas and after-loss specialists that now handle your affairs. Once we're no longer on this earth. Second category, leaving medical, now going to legal, because often changes in our life and late in life will entail the need for legal documentation. So you can have a say about how things will go and where you'll end up. Elder law attorney specializes in law for elders, as the name or title connotes. But also estate planning, probate, business attorney, because sometimes there's succession, people are handing down family businesses. But attorney is definitely, legal is a category, and attorney's definitely a chair. Next category is financial. Yeah, you may want to have a financial professional as your chair or CPA. Some people use daily money managers, a profession to help you with your daily money management. Also, some familiarity with your, maybe it's your bank trust department that assists you, or a reverse mortgage professional that helps you to know more about how to finance your housing options. Another one would be wealth advisor. Bookkeepers often fill this chair. The third category is insurance. Now, many people as we age want to know about Medicare, and so a SHIP counselor, and it's different names in every state. When I say SHIP, that's senior health insurance professional, and again, different names in every state. Sometimes it's SHIP, sometimes it's SHIIP, but there are government representatives, sometimes out of your department of insurance, that are experts at explaining Medicare options to you and educating, but not influencing your decision. You will need a Medicare advisor. Who of us doesn't think that Medicare is not confounding? And so having a good advisor, an insurance pro can help as well. Find somebody that represents integrity more than any one brand of insurance. You may also need to find a long-term care insurance professional, somebody that can both broker it and educate you on that insurance product. The next category is housing. Where are we going to live? So you may want to know about senior housing communities and know some of the representatives. There's an industry called placement specialist that helps people decide about congregate housing and to find the right fit. If you want to age in place, you'll probably want to have a patient advocate or care manager type like myself to make sure that you're up on all of the housing options, because there are many. And I like to think that the boomers, as they age, and because I'm one of them, that we're influencing change and driving more products, more services, more options for us. You may also want to familiarize yourself, and maybe on your housing chair might be a general contractor or handyman type to assist you with changes in your home environment so that you can remain there and remain safe. The next category is the largest one, and that is support. Now, as I envision a microboard and chairs around a conference type table, I see support as the biggest chair. So my vision changes here to, there's a chairperson, all right, but there's a lot more chairs that are going around the circumference of the room, encircling the conference room table, and that would be for the big category of support. Can you see it? First thing is going to be family or chosen family. Your biggest part of support may indeed be your family or chosen family. And I say chosen family because sometimes our family, our birth families are not the best ones for the job, or we have no built-in family to assist us as we age and move through challenges. And solo agers, another population that I serve and represent, we get to choose our family. So let's just blanket call it family. Other people on the support, in the support chair, might be clergy or faith leader, or a care manager, coordinator type that can call in all the other chairs that are in the room. As the needs arise, you may need, for instance, a tech person to help you with the technology around your home and enable you to better use it. You may need transportation, medical transportation, wheelchair transportation, or non-medical transportation, casual transportation. You may need a dog walker or a dog groomer, you know, for Fluffy, if you're unable to walk Fluffy for whatever reason. You may want to have a traveling pedicurist or hairdresser in mind. And also, the folks that represent groups that are of benefit to you, social groups, grief groups, and let's not forget about those chairs that represent fun and activity, like a travel agent. Do you know your senior center and their staff or representatives? How are we going to find out about events? Ways to share all these how-tos and these questions of life that come up, or home management. Fun representatives. Your chair might involve somebody, a representative from the Senior Olympics. Or maybe you want to designate a wingman or a wingwoman to get out and attend these events with. I think another important one, another representative that can go on the support chair is volunteer persons. As you begin to find out about resources, you know, volunteering leads to purpose. And, you know, purpose is the stuff that keeps us going and helps us belong. Now, some of you may have already identified your micro board and your chairs, and maybe others may need to fill in some of the chairs. They haven't quite been designated yet. It may be time to take a look at some of the chairs. Do any of them need replacing or refilling? Or are there some needs to refill coming down the pike? Perhaps somebody's no longer able to serve, or they're not the best person to serve, or maybe they were just there temporarily until you could find and designate someone else. That's certainly true for me. I have a few seats on my board that are filled, but I need to refill them. And all of us would do well to review from time to time as our needs change, or as the people in the chairs are changing too. So, a few of these ideas that I've named may sound familiar to you. Some of them might be in the, that'd be good to have, or that'd be good to know department. Others may be unknown to you, unfamiliar. So therein lies a bit of discovery for you. If you need help or guidance, or somebody to act as a sounding board on all this, I build teams all day, every day. Don't know what you need? Contact me. Don't know what that person that I mentioned is or does? Contact me. How to find or vet a professional? You're looking and listening to somebody who used to credential clinicians and attorneys for a living. And I've hired my fair share of all of these board members for myself, my family, or while acting as a patient advocate for others. So contact me. Micro boards are not just for solo agers. This kind of thinking would behoove us all. Just apply this notion as sort of an overlay and use this in your planning and to help others in theirs. I hope that what I have shared today helps you to move more comfortably forward in life. Go build your micro board. Bye, everybody.